Claire Kavanagh at breakfast. BBC
Radio Bristol. We are ploughing through the week. Claire Kavanagh with you on breakfast. Joe Sims is back on Monday. And right about now, thousands of teenagers across the country are finding out their GCSE results. Parents and pupils across our patch will be keeping their fingers crossed for the grades that they wanted. Jo Lima is at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood for GCSE Results Day. Morning, Jo.
Good morning. Yes, I'm inside King's Academy right now in Kingswood. Children and their parents able to come and receive their results from 9 o'clock this morning. For some other schools, of course, it'll be around about now. I'm catching up firstly, though, with Principal Catherine Ogden, and a bit later, one of the teachers, see how they feel. A lot of nervous energy. Catherine, good morning. How are you feeling?
Good morning. Well, obviously, yesterday we had the time to be able to prepare all the results for our children. So we've got a slight head start on knowing how some of our children might feel. But I think the nervous energy is real. We're looking forward to welcoming our children back into the school as well. So they've been away from us for a little bit of time. So I think there'll be a combination of lots of celebrations, lots of smiles, but also talking about next steps as well for where they're going in September.
There will be nerves, of course there will, amongst your pupils and their parents. What would you say to them as they await to find out a little bit later the GCSE results that they've worked so hard to get?
I think there's knowledge that to trust yourself. A huge amount of hard work has gone in from both you as a child's perspective, but also from your teachers and your family around you. So trust and back yourself that the hard work has been done and the results will then pay a result for what you've put in. But equally, this isn't the end of the road. I think as schools, we'll be talking to our children today about the fact that no matter what happens in these results, whether you're going on to an apprenticeship or a college-based course, the door remains open. And so we want to hear from you the moment you finish with your results today. And if anything happens in your post 16 plans, come back to us, talk to us, because we're always there to help and support. It's a lifelong commitment in our school.
That's beautiful. And I think as well, you know, for some people, things will go well today. It will work out. They'll get the results they hope for. Everyone will have gone according to plan in the exam, and you know, they'll be very happy. For others, you know, yeah, certainly for me, I remember my exams. I was good at coursework and things like that. When it came to exams, I tried to revise really hard. I knew I went in unprepared because I just found it very, very difficult to remember things I'd learned.
Yeah. And I think you're exactly right there. I think it's education encompasses so much more than just preparation for those terminal exams. And I know that for us, they do have the results that children achieve do have an impact on being able to unlock and open doors for future opportunities. But also, I think the time that a child spends in school, it creates almost an educational backpack for life. And we know that when for every child that leaves here, hopefully they will have a set of knowledge, skills and experiences that will allow them to go and live that life of choice and opportunity, no matter what that is for each child. So yes, the results are important. Yes, we do pay a particular focus on them on a day like today of all. But also it's about what can you offer to society as a whole. And that is more than just the results on their own.
And if things don't work out, of course, come and talk to your teachers. Also on the BBC website, you can search for bite sizes information on there as well. And of course, on the government website equally. What about your staff today? Because it's a big day for them as well. They've been with these students for the last couple of years. They find out how their hard work has paid off as well, hopefully getting them through the course and those exams. And then, of course, they do at the end of this then say goodbye as they move on to the next stage of their education.
Yes, I know that for many of our staff, this has been a huge commitment and relationships over time for some of our children. So they are certainly probably just as, if not more nervous than some of our children and their families. But I know that we're looking at some really positive results for our academy and perhaps our best ever. But we'll be able to confirm that slightly later on today. But so I know that our staff should be feeling really pleased later on.
I look forward to chatting to some of your pupils to find out how they've done in their GCSEs and also some of your teachers to find out how they react to how your students have done. But for the time being, I'll be here for the rest of the morning, finding out how people are feeling on GCSE Results Day. I'm here with Catherine Ogden, Principal at King's Academy. Join me a little bit later.